Blog Talk Radio.
We just give God praise and glory today. We're going to get ready to go on to our testimony service on today. We're going to have a song now. Amen. Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Total praise. I give God all the praise. And I try, and we can all give him our total praise. This is our testimony service. And I just want to thank and praise God for another opportunity. I've been feeling some kind of way for the last 3 or 4 days, even maybe a week. And, you know, it's just some kind of feeling. I cannot describe what I'm feeling, but it's a grateful and thankful feeling. I do know that, but it's something way deeper than that. And I just can't explain it, but I'm so grateful to God. I don't take his love for me for granted. I just don't. I don't take that he wakes me up every morning for granted, because he don't have to do that for me. I'm so grateful and humble just by his love for me. I give God all the praise and glory. I give him the highest praise today. Hallelujah. I give him the highest praise. He is my rock. He my everything. And I give him glory and I give him praise. I give God worship on today. I mean, he's done so much for me. I could stay on here 10 years and couldn't tell you everything that he's done because God has been just good, just like that. I give God all the praise. I don't know whether it's this time or season or what it is, but I know that I know it's joy deep down on the inside. You know, it's like a praise down in there that got to come out, you know. So it just keep yearning and yearning. I was sitting quietly last night, and it was just something bubbling over. You know, I can't hardly contain myself. So, you know, I just try to walk off from people, and I try to go into my room or go into the bathroom somewhere because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away from me. And it is just something. You know, I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you how I feel, but I know that I love the Lord, and I feel some type of way. He got this humbleness feeling all over me and this love spirit all down on the inside of me and this joy, hallelujah, bubbling over out of me. I don't know how to act. I don't know what to say. I don't know when to say it. All I know is Christ and him crucified for me, hallelujah, and I just feel good all the time. Even when I shouldn't probably feel good, I feel good, hallelujah, and I thank God, and I just want to encourage somebody today. You know, God is good, and I don't know what this thing is that I'm feeling, and you know, it's just a joy, hallelujah, it's a peace within, and I just thank God, even when the storms get rough up, I have that peace, and I thank God, even when they get tough, hallelujah, when my bones be aching, I still have joy, and I thank God for it on today. God is a good God, and I thank him that I asked him to control my life, you know. I asked him to take my life and just control it, take it out of my hands and put it in his, and I thank God today that he put this joy, this joy down on the inside of me, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to say. I don't know when it got there. All I know is it's there. In the name of Jesus, I give God glory. Hallelujah. It's a peace. It's something, a praise that had to come out of there. In the name of Jesus, I just give God praise today. I don't know about this thing, but it feels good, I tell you that. I tell you, it feels good. I tell you, it's good. I love my condos. It feels good to me, and I thank God today. I don't know what to say. All I know is I can just wave my hand. I don't know how to explain this thing, but it's good. Hallelujah. All I can say is God is good. Hallelujah. So I'm opening up the door. Anybody have anything to say about God, about the Lord on today? This is your finest hour. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, I thank God. Yes, I do. I thank him today. And, you know, it's like God. This. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I thank God for being here on this line. I thank God for being ahead of my life. I thank God for just blessing me each and every moment, each and every second. I just thank God for keeping his hands on me and my family. I just thank God for just being such a good, merciful God. I thank God for just all the things he have done in my life and all the things he about to do.
Yes.
I just give God all the glory and praise.
Yes,
I just,
Lord.
Just
thank
love
you,
him
Jesus.
So much. I'm just
grateful
for
Lord.
What he has done for me.
Yes.
I may not
thank
understand,
you, Lord.
But he was always by my side. And I'm just so happy. And I just love him so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
We had a party a Christmas party on Friday at my job, and we had a Secret Santa, and I had no idea who was my Secret Santa, and everything that was on we get a list, and you put whatever you want on this list, and this person was just giving me all type of stuff, but Friday, I received a Bible. They gave me a Bible, and it was a Bible study, one of them Bibles that you just study, and they gave me a journal, and this is something I wanted, and I didn't tell anybody. I'm really to myself. I pray. I listen to church music all day, or I listen to just people preaching or something, just keeping positive in my mind and in my heart. And finding out this person was my supervisor, and it was just, I was so emotional because don't nobody understand, and I have no idea how she know what I needed. I need a study Bible. I didn't have one. I didn't really know how to give one, and I'm just so grateful, and I'm still so surprised. Because how does she know? I'm like, God, is she a woman, a guy? Who is she? You know, it was just amazing. I had all my coworkers in tears because they was like, what did you get? I'm like, a study Bible. And they was like, oh. They didn't understand, but it ain't for them. It's for me. And I'm just so grateful. They gave her a hug. And I just feel amazed that she knew what I needed, and I never told anybody. I haven't told anybody. She wrote a note in there and telling me how that I'm special, and she thanked God for me because I pray for her also. But she didn't know that, but I guess she did. But I'm just grateful. I just thank God. I don't want to keep on because I can keep on. But I thank God for everybody. Apostle, I love you and your husband. I thank God that God did bring you, that he brought you to my life. I just thank God for just opening up. He revealed things to you about me, and I'm just grateful for that. I'm just so grateful and happy. I don't feel long anymore. So,
amen.
I'm done.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, you know what? This is testimony service, and that's what we have to do. We have to encourage one another and lift up Jesus. I'm telling you, God is so good, and we have to open up our hearts and our minds and our spirit, because God got so much more to give us. I'm telling you, if you could feel what I feel, hallelujah, if you could just feel a little what I feel, hallelujah, you will know what I'm talking about, because when I tell you, God has did something. He done something. And every time I get right by myself somewhere and get to meditate just a little bit, can't think on him long, this feeling just come over me. I be about to run out this house. I'm saying, Lord, what is this? So I thank and praise God on today. I thank and praise God on today. Is there any more testimonies? Hallelujah. Any more testimonies? Just a word, a shout out for the Lord? Well, I'm going to testify again. Just one last testimony, y'all. I just thank and praise God for all of you. But I just want to testify on my daughter's behalf, Prophet Sadler. I pray for them every day, but I think this was Thursday. I don't know what day it was that it iced there and got ice in Missouri. It was a ice storm there, something. And my daughter was caught in this thing. And when I tell you, I don't know if I could have done it, because I probably wouldn't have done it. But it had to be nothing but God covering her. I know she pray and cover herself and everybody else cover, but I pray and cover her too. Her and her husband, Prophet Sadler, they was in that ice storm on that highway, and it wasn't nothing but slick, slick ice. And I'm telling you, I thank God so much today that she and her husband, it took them 2 or 3 hours to get there, 2 or 3 hours to get back this out, not 4 off of 44, but it was just the fact that I guess this came by surprise, this ice storm. And I tell you, I love God because he covers my children, even my everybody I pray for, he covers. I'm telling you, and I thank and praise God. Even though she was a little shook up, both of them probably were shook up, but that was something to shake you up. I probably would have never made it. Probably would have called a Uber car, Uber car, whatever them cars. I probably would have called one of them to go get them. But I thank and praise God for it on today because I don't know, but they made it home safely, and I give God the praise. You know, we don't know. God didn't have to do that. She seen many accidents, 3 and 4 car accidents, transfer trucks. They were sliding all across the streets and stuff. It was a mess, but God covered his children, not just them, but other folks too. And I thank God, hallelujah, I give God praise for that. Amen, I thank and praise God. She can't say anything right now because she's not in the right place, but I said it for because I'm grateful to God that he saved my baby. I'm grateful to God that he covered my children. I'm so grateful today. I just went into prayer. I just went into praise and thanking him that he covered them. Hallelujah. And I give God praise today. Amen. Is there any more testimonies today? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to get ready to. We'll have one, maybe a couple more songs. I don't even know. Y'all just forgive me with these songs because I am so bad at bringing something to play. But we finna get some. I don't know what this is. It's always Dewey Cooperative. I don't know what this is. Oh, we had him before. Wait just 1 minute. Okay, we'll listen to this over.
Yeah. was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on, no, just thank him. Just thank him.
God is a keeper, and he will keep you if you want to be kept. Hallelujah. And that's a prayer you should pray at all times, that God will keep you if you want to be kept. He'll keep you even if you don't want to be kept. But if you want to be, God will definitely keep you. Amen. We're going to get ready to go in the Word of God now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. Father, I come now, Lord, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to be used by you to speak what you would have me to speak, to say the things that you would have me to say. I ask you today, Lord, to use me. Let me just decrease 100%. That the Holy Ghost may increase 100% and teach your people what you would have them to know. Father, let your anointing fall in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing fall. Ask you to take over, take control today, Lord, of this worship service. Lord, I ask you all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory on today. Amen and amen. Amen. I give God praise and glory today. Last week we were on righteous judgment. And I'm just going to finish out today with it. But I was sitting here reading and studying. And, you know, when we first started talking about it, we started talking about homosexuality and stuff like that. And we know that will be judged and all wrongdoing shall be judged. But I was sitting here thinking right before the worship started, I was looking at some video of someone I know, and they were saying they are Muslim, and they were saying that Muhammad was the only Messiah or the only God and stuff like that, and the Lord say truth. You know, it bothered me so bad, it just kind of stayed in my spirit that someone can be so close to you, so close to you, and think this away about God. I don't understand how y'all do, because Satan have what he's doing, his little demons, and they persuade people or lie to people and get to believe what they say. And when I tell you that, it just irks me to just think about how somebody can raise up a man to the level of God. I just don't understand this, and it's wrong to do this. It's wrong to say Muhammad is the Messiah. Muhammad is not the Messiah. He's no more the Messiah than homosexualism is the right thing. Men marrying men and women marrying women. Both of them wrong. Saying that Muhammad is the Messiah and homosexual. That's all of that's wrong. It's just the truth. And the truth will set you free. And I'm here to tell you today, we have a righteous judge that's going to judge us for these things. Hallelujah. Not only those things, but the little bitty lies and all these other things that we do, the wrong motives that's in our heart. He's going to judge us for these things. We're going to be judged, and the heavenly secretary is on duty and taking notes. Everything that we do, hallelujah. You can't think wrong and do things, have a wrong motive in your heart. I'm telling you today, gifts come without repentance. But if you lie, if you steal, if you do all the rest of them things on the Ten Commandments, you're going to miss heaven and get hell. When I tell you, it's true. That's where we're going to go. We can't do this. We have to repent. We all fall short. But we have to repent and we have to stop. Even when you're a homosexual, if you will stop. Repent. Confess. Turn. God will forgive you. He will absolutely forgive you. But if you go right back doing it, that's just like a person that smokes cigarettes, which I used to be a smoker, and you want to quit so bad, and you want God to take it, but you don't want to quit that bad, because if you did, it would happen. But you want to quit so bad, and you study saying, but you still got that urge down on the inside. That urge, even if you're homosexual, you got an urge, a lust. Well, I tell you, when you get tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're going to give that thing up. When you want God more than you want cigarettes, you're going to give it up. When you want God more than you want a man or more than you want another woman, you're going to give all that stuff up. You're going to lay it down. This ain't nothing but the truth. And God is our righteous judge. He will be our righteous judge. When we walk before that throne, that judgment seat, when we stand before it, hallelujah, I can't get what you're supposed to get, and you can't get what I'm supposed to get, because God don't judge. We all here together, but we're going to be judged one by one. I can't take yours, and you can't take mine. But I'm telling us today the truth that God just got through giving me just a few minutes ago. We gotta have truth in our life, and when we see people doing wrong, if we can witness, if we can talk, if we can say anything to make them change their mind. Some of them already has given over to a reprobate mind. But when we feel like we can help somebody along the way, we need to do it by witnessing, by telling them about God. Because I'm telling you, every one of us are going to be judged, every one of us. We're going to be judged. God gave us a roadmap to live by. He's not accepting excuses anymore. We're supposed to just study to show ourselves approved. Study your word. Listen to God. You know right from wrong. You know that's wrong. We let the enemy come in so he can tell us anything we believe it. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for it. But you got to stand for God. You got to stand on this word and believe it. Because one day, you're going to have to stand before God and be judged. Oh, yeah, he said we the saints, we supposed to judge each other and all this. And we do. But how are we going to judge somebody we doing all this and that? How are we going to judge somebody we walk around with a mini dress up to our cheekbone and some thumbs up under? How are we going to help somebody? You can't help nobody doing that. When I tell you, you got to be able to stand and do what God say do. You got to tell people the truth. You can't live raggedy and let folk you want to minister to see you living raggedy. And here you come. Let me just tell you something. They're going to be saying, no, let me tell you something. You need to, you smell just like cigarette smoke, or you smell just like alcohol. You smell, It ain't nobody perfect. Believe me, nobody's perfect. But we have to know this, that the truth, nothing but the truth to set us free. Nothing but the truth of God will set us free. I may not know nothing apart from Christ, but with Christ, all things are possible. Know that I know what he teach me. I know what he tell me. I know what the Holy Ghost put down in the inside of me. And I know what I just heard. He say, tell them truth. So I'm here today to tell you the truth. I heard my folk. These are my people. That's a part of me. That's my blood. Talking about the Muhammad is the only Messiah. The devil is a liar. And I don't want to hear it no more. And I would tell him because he wasn't raised like that. So I will tell him. But that hurt my heart so bad. Because we giving men credit what we should be giving God. We giving men, praising men, what we should be praising God.
Amen.
God is the creator of everything. God knows everything, and not man. This is the kind of judgment that's going on. When I tell you, when they stand before the judgment, the white throne, judgment seat, I'm going to see, and I ain't going to see, but God's going to see what those motives in their heart was. I just thought, and I just figured, no, because I gave you the word. I gave you truth. I gave you the Ten Commandments. Oh, but they said those laws was no. No, I never changed my Ten Commandments. all those other sacrificial laws, all that, yeah. But the Ten Commandments, they're going to stand forever. Even his word was here way before we were. And it'll be here way when we gone. You got to sit on the word of God. You can't do that. You cannot. When I tell you, and it just did something to me right before we came on our broadcast. I listened to him give man praise. Okay, maybe it was man that got you through what you went through. But it's God, the reason why you still breathing, moving, and having your being. It's God that letting you breathe his air. It's God that got you up in your right mind. It's God that's doing all these other things.
Lord Jesus.
I'm praying for him because I tell you one thing. You live all your life, your parents try to raise you the best they can, and then you get up and you switch partners. God then brought you up to a standard, then you switch partners. But this is the kind of judgment, this is the kind of truth that's we're gonna have to face when we stand before that white judgment seat. That we know the word judge. It says, judge not that ye be not judged. But the word judge means condemn here in this passage. By changing this word to condemn, the context of this passage takes a somewhat different, somewhat harsher meaning. The word condemn means pass an adverse judgment on. Disapprove of strongly, I disapprove strongly. Declare guilty of wrongdoing, convict, pass judicial sentence on, inflict a penalty upon, doom, declare unfit for use or service. That's what how I feel. I feel like condemning. Because when you say a man is the Messiah, something wrong with you. You're doomed. You're not any use for service. God can't use you when you holding up a man in his place. Passing a sentence on, declare guilty of wrongdoing. That's how I feel. That's why I'm trying to put the truth out here. It's somebody real close to me, but and I love him, but it's wrong. It's wrong, and I will tell him. I have told him, and I probably, this won't be the last time. Won't be the last time. Because it's wrong for you to do that to God when God has given you everything, and he is the one that afforded you to get your PhD. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. Just like he gave it to you, he can take it away. Believe me, he did allow it to be taken the first time. Don't let him do nothing again. You better know who you're praising. You're on the wrong team. You're on the wrong thing. The Apostle Paul captures this idea of condemnatory judging in Romans chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, you have no excuse, whoever you are, when you judge others, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself because you, the judge, are doing the very same thing. And I know I ain't putting man up there with God, so that passes all around me. Ain't no man could compare to God. Not one. Not one on this earth could compare close to God. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Here the word judge in this case might also be better translated of condemnation. This fits the context perfectly and emphasizes that the point that Christ was trying to drive home. God is telling us that here that if we display a condemning attitude, the same will be measured back to us. if we condemn somebody wrongly, and we doing the same stuff. But I'm not, because we'll reap what we sow. I'm not. If we sow condemnation, we will reap it. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but don't know, but do not even, and don't know, and don't consider this big old plank in your own eye? That's why I said we all sin and fall short, but we can go to God and ask for forgiveness and turn. We have to turn from it. And I pray today, just like I said, it's just like homosexuality. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. They don't want God much as they want a man or want a woman. They don't want, if they smoke, and they want the cigarette better than they want. And I ain't going to say smoking can send you to hell. I wouldn't dare say that, because I've been right there smoking. But God took them. He took them from me. He allowed me to lay them down. So I know I wanted Christ. I wanted God more than I wanted that cigarette, because I know, that's why I'm saying it. I know what I had to do. I had to give it up. I had to lay it down, and he took them. I had to want to lay it down. He'll keep you if you want to be kept. And then we have so much on our own self that we have to try to clean up and stuff before we can start trying to help somebody else. I know that. Think I don't. But I try to repent 3, 4, 5 times a day, because I need to repent. All kind of stuff goes through your head. We don't know what God is saying, don't do and don't do and do. We know, but I'm saying, we can't say, she thinks she's cute, on all that. Mm-mm. God don't want that. He know that motive in the heart. He know our motive. Whatever motive we saying stuff, but girl, you look nice. No, you thinking all kind of other stuff. He know the motives we have. He know why we trying to do things. He know why we trying to get a certain place. He know things. He know all of the motives that's in our heart. And we will be judged for wrong motives, wrong attitudes. This is truth. This is what God says, not Deborah. This is what the word of God says, not Deborah, not apostle. But we're going to be judged for it all. That's why I'm telling all of us, everyone in radio land, this very thing. I don't know who you are. All I know is God changed this thing while we was even in service this evening. He said truth. And I'm going to tell it, whether you want to hear it or not, I've got to say it, because he put it on me to say it. I got to say it. Because, and that thing did disturb me, but, you know, who am I? I ain't nobody. But I love God. I love God. God expects us to judge one another. The saints are going to judge. We're going to judge. We just got to be doing right ourselves, the leaders. We got to be doing right ourselves. Believe me, we got to be doing right ourselves. If we're not doing right, then we can't expect nobody else to do right. We can't be, look at that. No. You sitting up telling her about her men dressing yours up too. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. You sitting up telling somebody about some leggings and short tops and yours up too. Now, believe me, I'm not saying that none of this will send you to hell. I'm not. because I don't think God is looking at clothes, myself. This just my conviction. You understand? This me. But us being children of God should ought to want to be like God. We made in his image, in his likeness. We made in our minds and stuff, trying to be transformed and things. Because if we still dressing like that, we dressing like them when we was in the world. We in this world, but we not of this world. We not a part of what they doing. And we got to live like that. Oh, I know I heard a young lady tell me, well, if you get some dresses above your knee, it'll make you feel young. I don't want to feel young like that. I don't. I'm young enough. God will make me feel as young as I want to feel. Oh, yeah, it'll make you feel young. You'll look nice and this and that. No. Well, you know, you got to give a pastor something to look at. A pastor look at everything he wants to at home in our bedroom. I don't need to let Apostle and Johnny and Jack and Joe and everybody else see. Just truth. It may not be good to hear and accept, but it's the truth. It's the truth. And it ain't just put in the Bible like that, but I'm just telling you the plain old truth. And until we can get with that, you know, how you going to go deep in God? How you going to go deep in God? That's what we try. I heard him this morning in prayer. He said promotions come from above. I know what he's doing for me, but promotion do come from above. And the only way we're going to get promoted up is from above. And we got to be doing right to get promoted. I may have some beams and planks in my eyes, but believe me, I'm working every day trying to get them things out. Whatever it is, I'm confessing, repenting, renouncing everything that I possibly can do, because I don't know everything. But when I do know something, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it, because the truth will only set us free. Do you hear me? And then we can't eat from different tables. Because, you know, in the last days, we're going to have false prophets everywhere, 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 everywhere. Believe me. Everywhere. And I ain't saying I'm nobody. You know, I'm not, like I say, I got all this title stuff. But there ain't no power in that. The power is in Jesus. The power is in the blood. That's where the power comes from. But what I'm saying is, we just got to get it right. We got to get it right. I'm human, just like you. I'm striving to be perfect. I'm striving to be perfect. When God sees fit for that to happen, I'll probably be over there with him. But that's okay. I'm going to do and live the best that I can. Holy. You know what I'm saying? What I can do for myself to live that way, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be trying to do it. And you don't have to tell nobody. You have to go around saying nothing. Just do it. And they'll see you. They will see you. God will make it possible for them to notice you. You don't have to say a word. And us as leaders, we got to get it right, because we got people watching us. We got people wanting to sit up on us. We got people all kind of, you know, watch you every day go in and come out. Every day go in and come out. We got to get it right. You know, and I'm not trying to badger anyone, but I'm going to tell the truth. Shame the devil. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Mhm. So, I just thank and praise God. I'm not gonna come back on judgment, righteous judgment anymore, because God gave me this other thing, the truth, because I was going to teach on the whole thing here that was left, but he just told me truth. And that's right now, that was the closest thing to me. I couldn't even go back and open up my word and get it. He just spoke truth. And as I, before I got on our broadcast today, I listened to my brother and what he said at his graduation and after his graduation. I think it was today or yesterday. And I know what God is doing, and he's going to have to change that. He's going to have to change it. But anyway, I'm not going to hold us any longer. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity. I just want to open up the doors of the church. If anyone want to be a part, want to join our end-time men and women of war ministry, when you join that, you join life support, outreach ministry, and you also join the prayer room ministry. So if anybody wants to come, this you know, I should do it every Sunday, but sometimes I think I forget. But the doors of the church is open if you would like to join. This is your finest hour. All you have to do is say, I would like to join. And, you know, then I could talk to you later. If you don't, then we will keep right on so we can close out. Father, we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your word on today. We thank you for the ones that in radio land, the ones that on our radio broadcast, Lord. We thank you for everyone that's up under the sound of my voice. Lord, we thank you for your word. We just, you know, every time I think about it, it's a blessing, your word, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you today for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father. I thank you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover each one of them. In the mighty Isakora Basha, cover each one of them. In the shed blood of Jesus, encamp your angels all around about them and their families to protect them from all her harm or danger on today. Lord, we love you. We love you, Father. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. And thank God. I thank you all for putting up with me and as long as you have. And I give God praise. You all are dismissed. You could call me or text me, however. But I just want to encourage you all. I just want to encourage you. God bless you. I love you. And God loves you, too. Have a good rest of the evening. Amen.
Amen. God bless.